In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord says to the scholars of the law, "Woe to you, scholars of the law, you impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." What is he talking about? Well, the scholars of the law tell people what they have to do. What they have to do in order to obey the law of Moses. And let's face it, the law of Moses wasn't all that easy. 600 and some odd, I think it's 632 is the number that comes to mind, but I could be wrong. 632 precepts of the Mosaic law. You look how much trouble people have just remembering the Ten Commandments. And it's difficult. You know, some of the things are difficult to do. You know, some of the things that the new law has us do are difficult too. Love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. Anyone who thinks that's easy needs help. And yet, as I often say to people in the confessional, if it were easy, Jesus wouldn't have to have commanded it. Nowhere in Scripture does our Lord say, "Thou shalt breathe." Why? Because breathing is easy for most of the time, you know, illness aside. You know, there's nothing wrong with telling people that they have to do some hard things. The problem with the scholars of the law was the second part, "But you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch those heavy burdens." The problem is not the heavy burdens. The problem is not helping those who have to carry them to carry them. You know, if you're telling someone, love your enemies, do good to those who persecute you, help them to do these things. Help others with the heavy burdens which even the law of love imposes upon us. The worst solution is the modern one, where we'll just get rid of all burdens entirely. You can't do that. That it doesn't work. But we certainly can help others in their lives. You know, it's one of the reasons why we have a church, is so we can help each other with the process of conversion and growth in holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.